our contribution or the way we could be helpful was to try to go into places other people wanted to go out of. We wanted to try to be present where other people would easily be absent. And in particular, when you get to the issues in our society and generation, the issues of class and race. So when you look at the story of the gospel, you see it comes and you have this promise, this amazing promise in the book of Galatians where it says in Christ, there's neither Jew nor Greek, there's neither slave nor free. It even said there's neither male nor female. The things in the ancient world that would cause you to be divided were reconciled because of the way God himself had come in Christ to bring us together. So the way we would say it is that people that could not get along outside of his kingdom are brought together. We are bound up together in love because of his grace and redemption. So that's why we believe the story of race in our own city is a part of the story of sin. In case you're not aware of this, I was able to look at a map of Lakeland from circa 1910. And the map simply read this way. It described Lakeland, the railroad tracks, and then north of the railroad tracks was just Blacktown. That's just all it said. Nothing's mapped out. No streets are named. In other words, it's Lakeland and then those people that don't matter. That's part of the history of this city. So as we recognize that as part of being the history of our city, it's part of the history of sin, it's part of what we also want to see redeemed. So that's why we want to talk about Black History Month. If you haven't noticed, we're a pretty white congregation. We don't look like our county, and we're not happy about that. Our county is 55% white, 20% Black, 20% Hispanic, and about 5% Asian. And all we have prayed for is that we would someday, by God's, like David will pray for us later, it would take a miracle. But we would love to look like our county. So in light of that, one of our members, close friend Ashley Troutman, he talked to us last year about Black History Month. He's here to help us think about it again. Ashley, thank you for what you're doing.
Marked an important time in documented American history, as it represented the 400th year that the first African slave was brought to the shores of the British colonies that would later become known as the United States of America. Those 13 colonies would later obtain freedom from British rule in 1776 after defeating Britain in the American Revolution. Yet while Thomas Jefferson penned his famous words in the Declaration of Independence, "We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness." He himself owned a few hundred slaves. To this day, concerns over the issues of race and class are still challenging topics in American life. To challenge the often negative imagery of Black Americans at that time and to confront the overlook of their contributions, Dr. Carter G. Woodson began Negro History Week in 1926, which evolved to Black History Month in 1976. Dr. Woodson's goal was twofold. One, to help instill pride in Black people and awareness amongst white Americans by connecting the Black American story to the broader American story. Secondly, his hope was that his efforts to organize the study of Black history could reduce racism and eventually lead to equality for all people. Now, in the year 2020, we may ask ourselves, is this dedicated time period or dedicated study of a culture still relevant? As a Black American, my answer is a resounding yes. But even right here in this space, why should it matter to you? As I sit amongst a group of friends with a different ancestral experience than my own, why should we still pursue, study, and celebrate the accomplishments of the trailblazers that have overcome? As Pastor Tim stated last week, my ancestors have overcome snares, the snares of slavery, the snares of Jim Crow, the snares of our housing discrimination, the snares of predatory lending practices to ascend to equal playing fields of their American counterparts. Why give light to our sin as a nation when we have moved beyond these times? Giving light to sin, as Pastor Tim would say, also allows us to no longer remain enslaved by that past failing. It allows us the opportunity to start the process of healing. As a nation, while we have made tremendous progress, there are still those who need to heal. Our union still needs perfecting. Also, the study of history not only gives us countless examples of who we are when we are at our best, but it also gives us a reminder of who we are when we are at our worst. At our best, we are a leader of the free world, the country that led to the eventual abolishment or took the lead on the eventual abolishment of slavery around the world. At our worst, we are a nation that enslaves the weak and still fears the other. Apart from God, we are full of contradictions. But with God, our contradictions reveal his mighty hand moving throughout eternity, causing us all to worship him. Apart from God, my history may be weaponized at times as a way to demand leverage over another. But with God, that same history binds us together through empathy as we learn more and more of our individual sufferings. For as Pastor Tim often quotes from Romans, from him and through him and to him are all things. If everything is from him, even when we're at our best, we should remain humble. Through him, we gain access to life and liberty. Finally, if everything is to him, then even our suffering is not in vain. For our suffering then becomes a part of the fabric or the tapestry that is creating to bring glory to his name. Similar to the study of Jesus and his life of joy and suffering, the study of my experience and that of my ancestors, their accomplishments as well as their suffering, can bring us all hope and guidance to look to an internal source, our one creator, even when we're dealing with our own challenges, where we can find connection and meaning through our suffering. Thank you for your time.